the organisation that provides companion dogs for people with post-traumatic stress disorder is calling for help as demand increases due to COVID-19 and the impact of last summer's bushfires. PTSD Dogs Australia, which is based on the Sunshine Coast, trains rescue dogs to help improve the lives of ex-service personnel and first responders. Cathy Van Exdel caught up with one of these amazing dogs and its new owner.
Yes, good boy. So Matthiola Savory. Yes, good boy. I was a medical sailor in the Royal Australian Navy.
37-year-old Matt Avery from the Sunshine Coast has just taken home 7-week-old Blaze, an Australian shepherd trained to be a PTSD companion dog. After a 6-year defence career, Matt was medically discharged after suffering a serious back injury.
So I ended up in hospital, made me feel very vulnerable. And going out to the shots, for instance, I get what they call hypervigilance, where, where I have to be very aware of the people, feel I have to watch everyone around me, be very aware of who's around me, sit with my back to the wall, things like that. So to address that, I went to a psychiatrist and so on. When I started delving into it, the memories from the casualties that I've had and from violent incidences that I've seen or been a part of started to come back, stuff that I'd suppressed, and that helped me realize why I was reacting the way I was with feeling vulnerable. I got into a place where I didn't want to leave the house. I have night terrors, really bad nightmares, reliving incidences. I would go into places where I'd have like flashbacks, certain smells and things, loud noises, things like that would really affect me. And I had a pretty serious suicide attempt over it all. Yeah, I got to a point where I could manage my life, but still my quality of life was extremely, extremely low until really a few weeks ago when I started working with PTSD Dogs Australia.
The pair has formed a strong bond in the 3 weeks they've been training together. As Matt Avery speaks, Blaze is highly tuned to his emotions. The dog moves from a resting position on the floor and starts licking Matt's face.
Over the last week, I think 4 or 5 people said, it's nice to see me smile. I didn't realise it. I don't think I've smiled in years.
And both of you are still in training?
Yes. Yeah. It's a big process learning to train these guys. So I have to learn to train him. And so like you see right now, he can tell that I'm a bit stressed. And so he's doing what's called grounding. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Papa. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. And this is what he's trying to do, to lick your face, to get up in my face a bit and to get my attention and distract me from the memories and from the stressors. So,
a while back, Matt Avery was asked to be part of a PTSD companion dog study through Veterans Affairs, but he turned it down out of fear of drawing attention to himself in public places. He's overcome his scepticism on the advice of a friend, a former police officer and fellow PTSD sufferer.
He was the one who recommended that I look into it, as his dog helped him immensely.
PTSD Dogs Australia has only been operating for 2 years. They find rescue dogs and train them to be companions for first responders and servicemen. Tamara Wrigley is an ambassador for the group.
We'll actually go and rescue dogs from refuges that in turn rescue humans. We go and look for dogs with certain temperaments and personality types that we know we can train and develop into a PTSD dog. And then we match them up and they help get people who have suffered from PTSD, especially our ADF, our ambulance, police, fire, who are struggling with PTSD, gets them back out there into their life and gives them some sort of purpose again.
To date, they've trained and matched 20 dogs.
It takes about $40,000 to train one dog, and it takes about 18 months to train a dog.
So what's the process then in matching a dog to an individual?
A lot of people don't like to tell you that they suffer from PTSD. You know, I think the stats at the moment is like 8% of people in ADF first responders have PTSD that we know of. So they'll come through the program. We have been inundated with PTSD sufferers to the charity, and it is about matching the dog. The whole thing of human, you know, dogs are man's best friend. So it is, you have to find the right dog. And the team are really good at doing that. They'll get them in, they'll interact with them, they'll try and train them. If that dog doesn't work, we'll find another dog for them that will work.
For people with PTSD, what sort of role do the dogs play?
They play a massive role, because a lot of these PTSD sufferers, some of them can't even get out of bed, some of them won't even leave the house of a day. So having a dog gives them that sense of purpose. Okay, I've got to walk the dog, or, you know, and it gets them through those stages of I've got to get out of the house to walk the dog. If they have nightmares or night tremors, these dogs are trained to come in and lay with that person in bed, or if they're having nightmares, is to nuzzle them to wake them up, or they're trained to turn the light on, or that, you know, like they are actually trained to help these humans that are suffering to come out of that state and to help them be calm and soothe.
Obviously, funds are an issue for an organisation such as this. Tell me about the kind of needs that the organisation has and the goals that the organisation has set for itself.
As I mentioned, we are still a fairly young charity, so not a lot of people know about it. And this is why we want to try and get as much out there as we can. The next step for us is we really need a property that can house about 20 dogs, because we want to be able to train. The influx from, even from COVID, from the bushfires this year, the spike in PTSD has risen, and the amount of inquiry that have come in through the charity. It's supply and demand. We need more to train more dogs, and we can't do that by just having a dog here and a dog there in foster care. We need a property that can house 20 dogs at a time and the facilities to train the 20 dogs. And so that's a big expense. It's also, the next expense is the $40,000 it takes to train a dog and the time it takes to train a dog.
For ex-serviceman Matt Avery, companion dog Blaze is changing not only his life, but that of his two children, aged 9 and 11, for whom he's the primary carer.
Yeah, it was absolutely heartbreaking. I didn't feel like much of a dad, not being able to play with my kids, not being able to take them to the toy store, not being able to, you know, drop them at school. Or when my PTSD was bad, I didn't want to leave my bed, I didn't, much less my house. But now with Blaze, I really didn't expect it to be like to help as much as it did. It's definitely been amazing for them. And at first they didn't want the dog because they couldn't pet him and play with him because he's not a pet. But yeah, now that they see how it's helping me, they love him. And Blaze has even gone as far as making me put my phone down when the kids try to talk to me. So Isla loves that.
Puppy love. That's former Navy medical sailor Matt Avery, ending that report from Kathy Van Exdel. And if you'd like to help, if you're interested in knowing more about this or helping with this, we'll put a link to on our website for more information about PTSD Dogs Australia. And if you need help, or if this story's raised any issues for you, you can contact Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224636.